Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
Oh, now you turn the button off.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jesus. We couldn't.
Let's
have
say it again. What was your advice? Don't get married.
We can't have that on the record.
Yeah.
Wait, the don't get married thing?
No. The conversation we were having before you hit the play button.
Oh, no, I know the rest of it. That last part, I mean.
No, that's.
I feel like it can be beneficial advice to somebody
else. You can have the honeymoon any time of the year. You don't have to get married.
You know, that's how I feel about fucking Valentine's Day.
Yeah, why wait till the 14th? It's a ripoff.
Tell me you love me every fucking day.
Yes.
I'm not saying I need a present.
And we don't ask for much. Just spread your legs. That's all we ask.
That's so true.
Guys, I almost thought you said break your legs. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, if they have a broken leg, then it's easier because they can't run away from you. But that's a different story.
Good grief.
Well, the power you guys have with those things.
With our pink canoes.
The power you guys have. Okay. So how you guys been? Haven't seen you guys in a week.
A whole week. Wow.
That's so weird. You're wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
Oh, you are too.
Oh, wait, man, I forgot to change. I thought something smelled in here.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Oh,
oh my gosh. I love your shirt.
Thank you. I got it because of you.
It's a rock cat.
Yep.
Ah!
He's, my metal cat.
He's playing
metal.
He's playing with his strings. That a girl. I like that.
Finger picking.
he's flicking his fiddle. That's what he's flicking. It's a nice fiddle he's got there. Damn, look at the jaws on that one.
Leave it to you to make it inappropriate.
Well, no.
Always.
That's what I'm being paid for, okay?
Yeah. Big bucks.
Yeah.
Is that why he gets more money than me?
Yeah. That's why I have to use recycled paper to write this shit on.
I want to know how you guys are getting paid and I'm not.
Hey, let's put it this way. By the time any of us get paid, you'll be having my share because I won't be around, so.
Yes, you will.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Yisht. Watch. When we're all famous, he's going to be like, God dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. You come to my headstone and tell me what's going on.
Poor baby.
Well, we could pay for a very nice headstone for you.
That's true.
Why don't
we just
cremate you so we could just take you wherever you go?
Actually, I do want to be cremated because I want to die with a hot body.
Oh!
She was looking at you like, what?
A hot body.
I don't understand.
I was like, where did you put your ashes? I got it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a week goes by and this is what I put up with.
Dude, I've been watching some fucked up shit about funeral homes. I'm like afraid to die now.
Why?
Well.
Because there was a funeral home. I forgot where it was at, but they would take their family members to be buried or cremated, right? Mm-hmm. And they would send you the ashes back if it was a cremation, but it was actually cement, and they would leave your loved one's body in a warehouse, and they were, like, stacked on top of each other.
Whoa.
No, it was on a few years ago. It was somewhere in the South. They were actually throwing the bodies out in the swamps, you know, and they were. So how does a family take them to the morgue? Were they burying empty caskets or something? Because they found a whole bunch of bodies just thrown out there. So, you got to be careful with these funeral homes, you know.
I was like, that's
scary. I've seen the cremation part of it, how they do it. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it on my phone, of course, not in real life, but it is kind of weird because they burn you. And then, of course, the bones stay behind, or most of the bones, and then they run them through a grinder, and that's how they get the powder, you know. But hopefully they do it right and not, you know.
This poor girl, her mother passed away, so she I didn't even know you could do this. She got the ashes, what she thought was ashes. Mm-hmm. And when she got a tattoo, they put the ashes in the tattoo. Turns out it wasn't her mom. It wasn't her. Number one. And number two is cement.
Cement. So she got.
So now she poisoned herself.
Wow.
Her and her sibling.
See, that's something I probably wouldn't do. I mean, I understand the thought, but no.
Mm-mm.
Why do people do stuff like that? I'm sorry.
That's wrong.
Yeah. And what about the sickles that do things to the? Mm-hmm. No, that I don't want to go down that road neither. So no, thank you.
Oh, and then this other guy, he donated his mom. Or she wanted to be. When she found out she was sick, she had dementia. She wanted to donate her brain to science.
For science, yes.
Come to find out, the company was a complete fraud, and she was not used for science. And when the cops actually came in, these people were actually doing like Frankenstein type experiments. So there was a different head attached to a different body.
Gross.
What the fuck? Like,
there's so many sick people.
What is happening? I was like, this is horrible.
That's horrible.
Those poor families. Like,
it's like the people that. Oh, go ahead.
She's like,
no, it's okay.
it's like the people years ago. They would freeze them in nitrogen. Yeah. Thinking that they can bring them back. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Why? Well, you think that some scientist is going to develop something to bring a person that's frozen back to life?
I don't know. Wrap my head around, because there is like certain animals that can be frozen and then they come back. So I do get that concept.
I know, but the thing is, you want to wake up 30, 40 years from now and...
Oh, God, no.
And... You're still the same age that you died, technically, whatever, and everybody else in your family is already long gone, and like
that would be
the
weird.
Yeah. See,
I what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? So, okay, it's your turn, giggles.
now that we brought the show down.
No, we're here to educate. Damn it.
Yes.
Me, that's morbid. Let me press the.
Welcome, everybody. Another episode of Rocking on the Porch with my two best friends. Well, that's the only friends I have. I don't have any other friends.
I feel so loved.
I know, but that's poor me, but that's okay. Giggles and Miss Mishy.
Wow. I was a mouthful.
The one over here on my right.
Hey,
you're
y'all.
A mouthful?
Yeah, now I am.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at me. I grew.
Not up in the world.
I grew.
Not much.
I've been working out.
Hey, you've been working
out. I've been doing my little push-ups.
Your little...
I look like a little lizard.
Little kegel things, whatever you call it.
You talking about my cat?
Yeah, you're
talking about my
kitty.
Pussy on my chest?
Yes.
You didn't realize I could do that, huh?
Hey.
That's talent.
I mean, I'm not that tall, but if I find a woman with a pussy on her chest, hey, I'll take a chance. Oh, man, that's the best of both worlds. She could put it right between her boobs. Wow. You can't go wrong with that. Hell. Yeah, that would be a hell of a job.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Oh.
She's trying to picture it.
I got it.
Snow White here still hasn't woken up from her sleep
yet. From her nap.
I'm falling asleep.
Don't worry. We'll go through the show.
It's my nap time.
That's what? What time is it? 3-something in the afternoon?
3:41.
Yeah, 3:41.
It's okay. Don't worry. You got all night to sleep.
No.
No. Mm-mm. You got nothing to do tonight.
Yeah. His name is Pickles.
My splendid daddy's coming over.
Yeah. 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 Your splendid daddy.
She's got the house all to herself.
Good for you. What's the other one? Okay. Yours is splendid daddy. What's the other stuff? The other cheap shit that they...
Sativa? Is it sativa?
Yeah, whatever.
Stevia.
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 That was way
Stevia
off.
Daddy.
You could tell I use that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Like real sugar or no sugar?
It's not even real good for you.
I do like
stuff.
Brown sugar, though.
Well, yeah. Brown sugar is good.
You got a brown sugar daddy.
Mm. I wish.
They say once you go black, you never go back.
No, you need a wheelchair.
Well, that explains why your chair has wheels.
I got something about wheelchairs later on.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I was reading a meme and it said something like, if you want her to go make you a sandwich after you have sex, then you obviously didn't do it right. Because if you did, she wouldn't be able to walk. And I was like, ha, that's a good response. Get your own damn sandwich. Sunwisha.
Sunwisha. Yeah, but you got these girls who like the big boys. You got to, how do they do it? I mean, I know how they do it, but I mean, if that guy's on top, there's no way they're going to be walking for a while. Jeez. I don't know.
To each their own.
I know. I did have a customer many years ago. I don't know if I told you guys this story.
What kind of customer?
It was one of my regular customers back in the day.
I don't think he got my first job.
But, Your first job. Sorry, we're playing footsies down here.
I know. And he was a big man. I probably told you this story, but I can't remember. I'll say it again. And I asked him, hey, how do you do it? He said, well, my wife gets on her hands and knees, and I just lay my belly on top of her ass, and that's how I do it. And he was telling me the truth. I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, I said, he's not lying. That's how he does it. He just...
I never thought about that, but that makes sense.
That makes sense because he was.
Because otherwise, it's a cushion. Yeah. You won't.
He just laid it on top like a table, and that was it. You know, but he had to do it from doggy style. You know, so
romantic.
I know, poor thing. But then it was funny because shortly after that, she started having hip problems, and she wound up replacing a hip.
Oh, fuck. Oh, all the extra weight, dude.
That is a true story. So she, poor thing, was starting to limp.
And I said, oh, boy.
I said, well, that's what happens. No, that's a big belly.
They had a healthy sex life.
Oh, man. No, they did. He passed away already, but he was a good guy. But
that's fucking awesome.
Oh, well. Dabble.
But I love how we ask people, like, questions like that, just because we're genuinely curious. I'm not trying to be rude or make a joke, but I'm like, how you have sex. Yeah, well, I'm curious.
Yes, you know, I mean, everybody's curious because if there's a will, there's a way. I get it, but I mean, and she wasn't big; she was tiny, so I could see how that was easy for her, but for him, oh well.
Interesting. Giggles will have something to think about tonight when she's laying in bed all by herself with her pickle.
So the specification that I need to add onto my list while searching for somebody.
You want a big fat pickle or a skinny pickle?
Are we talking about pickles or are we talking about things that the pickles are attached to?
Well, I mean, you could be small with a fat pickle and you could be big with a small pickle, I guess.
Mm.
You could go both ways.
There's a pickle width limit, fatness limit.
That's true. Yeah, but you guys can take a big pickle.
Yeah.
How do little people take a big pickle? That's the thing that always bugged me. I mean, they're not very tall, but yet.
Like Shaq's girls.
Wow.
They're always so little next to him.
Yeah, but next to him. But I'm just talking about a regular size guy, you know, with a little person. And yet they seem to not have a problem with it. I don't know. Maybe God gave them, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I had a friend that dated somebody with a very big pickle. And she was like, it was like an episode of Sex and the City, honestly, because she was, you know, have you ever watched Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Samantha. And then there was like one guy with, I think we've talked about this. So for her, it was the same kind of thing. She was like, it's too big. I can't. I broke up with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah.
But I've had friends where they're big guys. They're tall and, you know, bigger guys. And there's not much there.
Yeah. That's when they have to spell run.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question. Okay. Would you rather be able to talk to squirrels, but only about the latest nut trends, or have fluent conversation with a helium balloon?
Okay, please repeat.
Go ahead. Try it again.
Talk to squirrels.
Would you rather be able to talk to squirrels, but only about the latest nut trends? So, like the new almond that came out, that's all you can talk about is nuts.
Anything about nuts.
Okay.
Or
have fluent conversations with a helium balloon. So you can have a full conversation about anything with a balloon or only talk about nuts with squirrels.
But do we get the helium? Do we get to suck the balloon, the air out of the balloon?
You know, I was kind of hoping that's where it was going
to
go.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just looking at a balloon, talking to it, it ain't going
to... I definitely would want to be able to talk to the squirrel.
Yeah, yeah, but then if you're talking to a squirrel, the people are going to think you're nuts already.
She's squirrely.
Mm-hmm. But then you just tell, you just, look, if I was talking to a squirrel all about nuts, then I just turn to you, Papa Tony. I'm like, I'm an expert on nuts, and that squirrel wants my...
Leave my nuts out of it.
My opinion.
My nuts already been bitten a few times in my lifetime. Leave them alone, okay?
And then maybe a guy would be like, ooh, you're an expert on nuts, hey? He's Canadian, clearly.
And that's how Papa Tony's Nuts in Your Mouth book number 2 came out.
Yes, yes. You're going to have to read that book one of these days again. That was probably to this day, I probably has more, one of the funniest 10 minutes I ever had on this show.
That was great.
It was.
Is there a part 2?
Well, in your case, or we'll have somebody else read it. Yeah. Just mix it up. We'll bring it back. It's good to recycle some stories.
So you're a balloon?
I guess I'll talk to it. As long as I can get the helium out of it to talk to it in different voices, I'll do it.
I feel like I'm there with you.
Yeah. Unless it pops and then then there's no more conversation or something, but I'll do the balloon.
Like that day in your garage? Uncle IGGGY! I was like, oh my God! Scared the hell out of I got so scared.
That was true. It was my daughter's, what was it, grad party? It was a party for something. I can't remember. I don't know. And then out of nowhere,
Well, I had the speakers up.
Yeah.
Remember? And my computer plugged in.
Your brother was, we were doing the helium balloon things, and she said something.
I played an Iggy song.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
He gets really close to my face because he was sitting next to me, but I was facing him. Like, so I was like this, but I was facing him and he was sitting sideways. And when the song came on, he got all excited and he's like, yeah, Uncle IGGGY. But he's like in my face. And I was like, to where like I leaned back, my eyes got all big.
No, you thought I was having a stroke.
I was like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
You thought I was having a stroke in front of your eyes. Your brother just died laughing. He couldn't
We still talk about that
shit.
Oh,
my God.
When we're hanging. You know?
Oh, man. The good
one of
place.
Us will get Tourette's and be like, IGGY. He's like, dude, he's like, you should have fucking seen your face.
You had a shocked look. You did have a shock. You weren't expecting that.
It takes a lot to like scare me or shock me like that. So, yeah, he totally caught me off guard. I almost pulled the giggles and jumped off the chair.
That's true.
Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. I'm your host, Mish Huffenlight, and today's newsworthy story is Why Men Should Not Write Advice Columns.
Great.
I think you can stop there. We all know.
Yeah, because women know everything. We don't know shit. You don't have a chance.
You don't even know where to find your socks.
No, you guys don't even give us a chance to give us our opinion. That's the problem. True.
Continue.
Okay. moving on. Dear John, I hope you can help me. The other day, I set off for work, leaving my husband in the house watching TV. My car stalled, and then it broke down about a mile down the road, and I had to walk back to get my husband's help. When I got home, I couldn't believe my eyes. He was in our bedroom with the neighbor's daughter. I am 32, my husband is 34, and the neighbor's daughter is 19. We have been married for 10 years. When I confronted him, he broke down and admitted they had been having an affair for the past 6 months. He won't go to counseling, and I'm afraid I am a wreck, and I need advice, urgently. Can you please help? Sincerely, Sheila. Dear Sheila, a car stalling after being driven a short distance can be caused by a variety of faults with the engine. Start by checking that there is no debris in the fuel line. If it is clear, check the vacuum pipes and hoses on the intake manifold, and also check all grounding wires. If none of these approaches solve the problem, it could be that the fuel pump itself is faulty, causing low delivery pressure to the injectors. I hope this helps. John.
Well, if she would have taken care of the fuel pump, none of this would have. I'm sure her fuel pump was plugged up. That's the problem. You know, he was checking another car. See, that's the thing.
Checking the oil?
Checking a newer model. That's it, you know. Oh, well.
He was doing his dipstick.
Yeah, he was checking the oil. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure it was full after he was done.
I would love to have seen Jesus.
Oh. No, I was thinking him, like. Well,
I'm sure he had
his oil's empty, right? But her.
He added a few quarts, yes.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, girls.
Like, I wish I could have seen Sheila's face when she read the response. I love that he didn't even acknowledge.
Now that the husband was having an affair, he just said, "You dumb bitch,
like, you
don't know nothing about cars. Shut up." that's too bad.
Oh, that just made me laugh.
I wonder what the result of that was.
Not very good.
Well, I'm sure Sheila's husband and her did not make it.
Yeah, and now she lost a husband, and she's got a car that's broken, so she can't go nowhere.
Well, at least she has options, thanks to John.
Yeah, but still, hopefully the husband fixes the car so she can leave. That's all.
Oh, yeah, because then he'd be fucked.
Yes.
Again.
Again.
In a different way.
Poor guy. Poor everybody. That's so wrong. Well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, tabo.
Up next, Papa Tony.
Oh. Hey, everybody. Again, we're going to do Papa Tony's, hang on. This is new to me, so I'm still learning. Welcome to Papa Tony's Corny Jokes Corner. Okay, here's a few. My girlfriend dumped me, so I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back?
Oh, fuck. That's so fucked up.
I never forget my grandfather's last words to me just before he died. Are you still holding the ladder?
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
That sounds like murder.
What kind of music do mummies listen to?
Rap?
Rap music.
Hey!
A genealogist looks up the family tree. A gynecologist looks up the family bush. Back to you, giggles.
I like that one.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. For those who still have those things nowadays, not many bushes in the family.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's jump into unbelievable fun facts. Vampires.
They suck.
Literally. But do you know why?
Why?
They suck your blood for vitamin D because they can't go out in the sun themselves.
Hmm. I'm sure the female vampires like to suck.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there another way that they can get vitamin D?
Yeah, the females. The female vampires.
But do they have blood? Yeah, they guess.
There's a lot of blood down there. What are you talking about? Why do you think we get lightheaded all the time?
Oh. I thought it was just because I stood up too fast.
Well, I know. That's so dangerous with people with bad hearts. You got to be careful. Don't get excited too soon. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, my gosh. We should have like a safe word in case you start getting too excited about something.
Well, that's okay. If I'm going to die, let me die that way.
Yeah. At least you'll have a smile on your face.
That's true.
Unicorns are real. They're just fat and call themselves rhinos.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh. No, my boss the other day was wearing a shirt that said, save the fat unicorns, and it had a rhino on it.
See?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here? I don't know. I guess I'm. I know where it's going, but apparently there's shirts out there like that already.
I didn't know that.
I don't get it. Yeah, I didn't.
This is the first time I heard it.
I was going to say I never heard that one before, but But either way, yeah, that's good.
Bearded men are more likely to cheat on their partners than bearded women.
Oh, God. I've known a few women in the family that, that's sad.
Guys are at their mathematical best when a girl says she's pregnant.
Because they can't. Did I have sex with her that day? Like, does that add up? How did I get that before you?
No, I know. I'm tired too, not just you.
Who knew these were such brain teasers?
Man, you're really hurting my brain today. Go ahead.
I like that one. That was funny.
The real reasons bananas get black spots overnight is because they organize illegal fights during the night, hence bruising.
I thought it was because...
it's our new Moshka.
I thought it was because of Moshka.
Moshka, that's your fault.
Be like, oh, she was around. Keep every your hands to yourself, Moshka.
Every time I see a bruised banana, I think of you, Moshka.
Yeah, the next morning...
or a flat one.
Or a flat one, yes. And they don't appeal to me, neither.
How's it going?
The next morning, did you come downstairs and see all your bananas like flat or bruised?
No, she left those bananas alone because she was already...
Her hands were tired from destroying that other one. Shit.
Got it.
We didn't get much sleep.
I know.
I imagine.
Yeah, we went to bed late. Thing. If you put a flashlight in a dog's mouth, the light will come out of its rear end.
That's true.
And look, I have a photo.
Is it true?
Yes, look.
No, it's not. It's a lie. True. No.
Look. It happens.
You should try it when you get home, Giggles.
I don't believe you. I think you guys are...
It's... Look it.
It's impossible.
Would the internet lie?
Yes.
All the time.
They can't fake a picture like that.
Their intestines are turned around like ours. It just doesn't point out.
You have to get the right angle.
The bottom, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You have to make sure it's
straight. It goes right through his spine.
I love how you guys are still trying to get me. I got it. That can't happen.
Helmets have a 70% safety rate, while condoms have 97%.
Bullshit.
Do the right thing. Wear a condom while biking.
You know, just in case you end up falling on someone on accident.
Well, eventually, yeah, you're going to explode your head anyway, so you might as well have a condom on. So,
what would you do, Giggles, if a guy was putting a condom on and then he put his bike helmet on?
Hey, you got to practice safety.
Whoa, you're thinking we're in for a wild ride here? You're in for a wild ride here?
Well... I mean, it would have been worse if he would have put the helmet on the other head, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He did. He put a condom and a helmet.
No, but he put it on the same head.
Maybe he already has a helmet.
It's already strapped in.
Please continue. I'm going to lose this one. I'm not going to win anything out of this one.
Crop tops were originally inspired by Winnie the Pooh.
Flat what?
Crop tops.
Oh, crop tops. That's what you said. Funny. Flat tops. Flat tops.
If you hold your breath long enough, you can sleep forever.
Yes. That is so true. That is so true.
Some men don't like to be woken up in the middle of the night for sex, which is why most of these men can't wait to get out of prison.
Oh, I was thinking, what man wouldn't want to be woken up in the middle of the night for sex? How about you?
Back in the day, I would never say no. I don't care how tired I was. But
times have changed.
And those days are long, long gone, unfortunately.
If you drink water after eating fish, it starts swimming in your stomach. And we'll end with this. Breakups in China are the worst. You see her face everywhere.
Oh.
That is so true. Not to be discriminating against those people, but how do you tell them apart sometimes? I don't know. They all have the same hair color, too. You notice that? I mean, it's...
Very similar features.
Very similar features. And
very.
And you don't... I don't know. Oh, well. God must have been tired that day. He ran out of ideas to...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
HR's getting nervous.
He got to that country.
Well, we'll talk to God when I get there, if I get there.
When?
Maybe sooner than I want, but who knows?
No.
Who knows?
We're going to keep
it. It would have been his last stop, if you think about it.
What? No, not really.
The country. God's last stop. Like, you think, okay, if you start, like...
Explain. I'm sorry. I'm very confused.
You're talking about...
Did he walk on water to get there?
No, like, if you started in Africa or wherever to Adam and Eve and the garden and all that, and then he just went that way, you know, he
experimented with everybody.
And then he came back... And the last place was there.
Well, because...
Where he created people.
You know,
he ran out of ideas.
You figured, you know, if he was doing the people in Africa, he figures, oops, I left them in there too long. Let me try somebody else.
I posted him a little bit too much.
I feel like we're digging a hole to China and it's not going to work.
Sorry. That's okay.
I like that we tried to put logic to such silly things.
And we have no logic whatsoever.
We couldn't even
we can't even get
convince
out of this
ourselves.
One. We better move on before we get in trouble.
I'm a little tired. I'm a little delirious here.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Oh, man. Boom.
You're up, Giggles.
Oh!
I thought you were going to hit the applause.
You should be proud of me. I haven't touched it yet today.
I know.
I will.
You kept your hands to yourself.
Yeah, please do. I keep my hands to myself.
Wait, do you want him to keep his hands to himself or to touch it?
Touch it.
Wow.
You heard it. That sounds like consent to me. So if I go to jail, I got a witness.
And it's recorded.
Yes.
I know. And you did it right in front of HR. So like, yeah.
Who's HR?
We're here.
What does it stand for anyway?
Human resources.
What does that mean?
That means I am the resource that you can come running to when another human bothers you.
I got the coming part, but what's the...
Did that sound good? I don't know. I was like, fuck, why are you... I do not have... I have not obtained that information.
You got the coming part?
Well, that's what I... That's all I heard. Okay, go ahead.
The rest was wah, wah, wah.
Charlie Brown.
Okay. Dirty word or not. I can't pick up the card.
It's so heavy.
It's stuck to the other one.
Oh, God.
What'd you do?
I got it.
Did you use some self-adhesive over there?
Flaps. Okay.
Let's go dirty.
You think it's dirty?
Let's get dirty.
Yeah. All you guys
you
have
flaps.
You think
it's dirty?
You guys have flaps.
I think it's a woman's set of flaps.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Well.
What flaps?
Downstairs.
Her Arby's sandwich downstairs.
Her
beef curtains.
Beef curtains.
Oh, beef curtains. Yeah. The Arby's sandwich. Got it.
Yeah, you'll never look at one the
same. Oh! All right.
Did you say dirty too?
No, I said same thing. Yeah. It was dirty. Oh. Flaps, yeah.
It's a vulgar slang for her labia. For a labia.
Yeah, we were right. We nailed it.
Yeah.
The beef curtains.
You can see labia.
No, I can't see shit.
No,
but,
you didn't. Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't look at
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
So.
Good.
I don't know.
I didn't even have time to read that because I was already.
Yeah.
You were already saying.
I don't even know what a labia is. Is that?
No wonder.
Flaps.
I'd rather go with flaps than a labia.
Do you at least know like other important locations down there?
Well, I dealt with cows, you know, so I know what a fallopian tube is. I know where the egg comes from and things like that.
Yeah. You know. Do you?
The ovaries and shit like that.
Yeah, but okay. Do you know what's the?
I could have been a gynecologist.
Where is the clitoris?
Jesus.
We're still looking for that.
Oh. Women have already found that.
Yeah. Well, I know, but Yeah, it's somewhere in there.
That's because we can self-explore. Yeah.
In there?
Yeah.
In where?
It's hiding behind the hoodie.
The hoodie? Sorry for the laugh, everybody. That was really loud in your ears. Hoodie?
A lot of them had hoodies.
Let me pull my hood back.
It's there.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Sexy time is going to be so much fun. I can already see the head shake. Are you fucking serious right now? Shut up.
Most women have hoodies.
And then you have a hoodie on and you're like, huh. Whoop.
So you guys think I'm stupid.
No, I don't. Okay. I think you're a great source of information.
Yeah, may be wrong, but what the hell?
So much knowledge.
Yes. Knowledge, yes, yes.
He is wise.
Very wise.
I dealt with that for 37 years. That's all I looked at every day. So.
Every day?
Yeah, in my regular job. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I thought you were being very.
The funny thing is, the cow and the woman, they're exactly the same thing. If you just turn a woman upside down, everything's the same. So
upside down, why?
You got to do her from behind.
Oh, got it.
Okay,
like a cow.
Yeah. So
doggy style.
Yeah.
Cow style, apparently.
Or mounting.
Cow style, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Okay.
I had a follow-up question. I just don't remember it. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
So Giggles is going to flip over and be like, breed me. Breed me.
Well, I didn't bring my gloves. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Well,
sorry, Giggles.
I mean, you got to be careful. This arm's pretty long. I don't want to see your eyes bulge up.
You're going to make the face I made with IGGY.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Look who's awake now.
No, I can still fall asleep. Watch me close my eyes. This is the effed up word of the week. How do you say it?
I think you misspelled it too. I don't know.
Obligai.
No, it's not a guy, but.
K? Obligu?
Obligu. Obligu. Obligu.
You sounded like her last episode. Are you from Nemo?
Shark bait. Ooh ha ha.
Obligai. Obligai. Something like that.
Obloquy?
Nah, I don't know. Go ahead.
Obloquy?
Obloquy?
You could blow whoever you want. I don't give a
shit. Don't be coy.
Don't be coy. Okay. I don't think either of you are close, but.
Damn, that was very confident. Like, damn, girl, you're doing good. There goes my self-esteem.
Obloquy. We said it!
Nobody said obloquy.
I did. Play
we
it back.
We say obloquy, quick, and quack, and we did all
you
that.
You said koi.
I said koi. She said qui.
Did you say qui?
Yes.
Now I don't know. Now I'm second guessing.
Well, okay. Well, either
now,
way.
Whenever we play the episode back, yeah. When you play the episode back, then we'll know for sure.
Okay, that's fine.
So what I'll do is when I play it back, I'm going to record it, and I'm going to send it to you so you can apologize to me.
Okay, do it.
So if you don't hear from me, I fucked up. And I didn't say it right. I'm just kidding.
Obloquy.
Okay.
Obloquy.
What does it mean?
Qui.
Bless you.
Queef?
I don't judge.
You better not start queefing in front of me.
Well.
Hey, her flaps are getting pretty mouthy.
I know. Damn.
The flaps.
And then, and then she probably has a hoodie in there too. Who knows? Go ahead.
That's why we didn't recognize her.
Go ahead.
Obloquy is harsh public condemnation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
So it means like, you know, people in the public are like, man, shame. You are.
Shame.
Yeah,
shame.
They're shaming us.
They're shaming you for things. Like.
What else is new on
you
show?
You can't. I mean, you're bald. So They're like,
that's a great example.
Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know. I'm bald. What the fuck?
They're condemning you.
They're condemning me because I got two bald heads. Oh, great. Yeah,
you couldn't have said, like, because he hit on the preacher's wife or something.
You're bald.
You're bald.
Oh, you're bald.
Shame on you. You. Shame.
You should have grown hair.
Shame.
Are you hitting on the preacher's wife?
No.
He doesn't know any preachers.
I don't know any preachers that have wives, unfortunately. So I don't trust them anyway. So I'm sorry. I don't care.
None of them?
I have my days. You know, especially when it's religious time, like right now. You know, if you can't do this, you can't do this on Friday, you can't do it. But yet all the other people in the world do it. And so what's the purpose? So, I don't get it. Oh, well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to dig deeper on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. It's us being Catholics, you know, I'll just, you know, like during Lent, you know, we're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. Okay, I get it. But does that mean everybody else in the world that is not Catholic, if they eat meat on Friday, that they're committing a sin? They're not going to go to heaven. So that's, to
it's
me, that doesn't
sin. It's more so like
no. I know, sacrifice. But they make it sound like you know, you're not good enough if you don't do it. And I don't know.
Or giving something up for Lent.
Yes. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Somebody asked me what I gave up, and I was like, "That's a very personal question because I didn't give up anything."
Well.
I was like, I don't know how to answer that. Because then I look like a bad Catholic, which I kind of
I was told by somebody that you could give up something for Lent, but on Sundays it doesn't count. Is that true?
No.
See,
that's
what I don't understand. I told him that. I said, then what's the purpose? Oh, no, Sunday doesn't count. It's a day of rest. I don't get it. See, I don't know the laws.
People just want to make loopholes.
Yeah,
I understand where they're coming from with that, because if you do count the days,
it's more than 40.
That's what she told me. Yeah. That's exactly what she
told me. I had the
same
argument.
And I said, you're basically 6 days you could do it, but then the one day you can spoil it, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but... then don't be a hypocrite and saying, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. So,
well, then I'm sure, too, like on that one day you were splurging.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. If you like chocolates or
point?
Something. Yes, yeah. And then what's the point? You're not really giving up anything for 40 days, so I don't, or whatever days it's supposed to be. So,
although I got to give it up to Lent because I have broken many bad habits.
Well, that's good, but, Dabu.
Also... why is it okay if you don't remember? For example, like I used to do Wednesdays and Sundays, right?
Or?
Not eating meat.
Oh, yeah.
But
if Sundays, not Fridays?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fridays. I don't even know my days. I would do it 2 times a week. But when I would forget,
it's not a
I was told it's fine. It's okay because you didn't know.
They do it on purpose. That's the whole thing.
So it's like, that's a little confusing because I'm like, I still fucked up. So
it's not like, it's not a sin. It's like.
No, we're not saying it's a sin, but it they make it sound like it's.
Like it's okay. But I mean, it kind of is because.
If you did it intentionally, then
you knew.
You knew, I wasn't supposed to eat a hamburger today
and
or whatever.
You still did.
And you still did it. That's on you.
That's like you should make you feel guilty.
Yeah, but if you do it by accident, oh shoot, I forgot today was Friday, and
you still feel guilty.
But you already have half the hamburger down your throat, exactly. So might as well finish it. It's not going to do any good now. So,
don't want to waste food either.
Yeah,
I feel like that's worse.
Yeah.
But back in the days, they didn't have fast food restaurants and things like that, so it was easier to.
Oh my gosh, my
phone. I was like, what is that?
Who's calling you?
My dad. His song is Farmer's Daughter.
Okay, but back in the day, it was probably easier to do that because they didn't have the meat and other things. So,
in case you guys haven't noticed, I learned how to hook up my phone so we can have callers.
Oh.
I was like, where is that music coming from?
I was going to say,
I thought the sound was just coming through. Like, the microphone.
Yeah, that was funny.
But was it actually connected, or we just heard?
No, that was.
No, my phone's connected to the console.
Oh.
So if you were to call my cell phone, or like your sister, if she was to call in, we can talk to your sister on here.
So we can.
What?
Have, so you see how we heard my ringtone?
Yeah. Yeah. So you could hear voices too. Yeah.
So we could have people call in now?
Yeah. Now I got it squared away to where we can.
Oh, please call us.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Very good.
But not to backtrack a little bit, but I have a funny story during Lent time. Our friends, they were not Catholic, but my brother and I are, right? Mm-hmm. So we went to their house on Fridays because every Friday we would get together and they would barbecue or whatever it was that we were doing. And we were really into Korean barbecue at the time. Mm-hmm. So they had like, you know, that griddles? Is that what you call them? Where like you can make the pancakes and the eggs and
the griddles.
So we would just put the very thinly sliced meat on there and then we would cook it ourselves and then eat it. And then we would have the rice, right? Long story short, my brother was eating the meat and I was just eating the rice. And everybody was laughing and they were like, hey, like, good for you. Like, you're really sticking up. You know what I mean? Like, you're sticking to it.
Faith, yeah.
And my brother's like, well, you know, it's just... this food's too good to pass up, this and that. No, no, no. So he eats a piece of the steak, and then he goes, this is so good. Oh, like, he's rubbing it in my face, right? And I looked at him, and I smiled. I go, that's fine. Enjoy it while you can. Because I'll be up there one day waving down at you smiling. Ooh. And to ask you if it was worth it. Dude, he couldn't even finish the piece of meat that he was chewing. I fucked up his dinner,
My fate, yeah.
He laughed so well. Everybody at the table died laughing. They were like, fuck. If that doesn't make you question your faith.
Well, I mean,
he shouldn't have rubbed it in.
I know. That's it. You know. Yeah, well.
All right. Well, I'll leave you with this. Pardon my penis. It's just standing up so you have a place to sit down.
Oh!
We don't want her to fall off.
Okay.
That's a safety net for women. So, kind of.
That was a good one.
If there was nowhere else to sit, would you sit on one?
No.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it depends.
No.
Next time I come here, there's going to be one less chair.
All the chairs are gone. It's just you sitting on one.
I'm the only penis here, though. That's the problem. That's so sad.
What if I put a rooster on it?
We'll put a Mr. Pickle in your chair.
So Molshka was sitting right there by the fireplace next to that big rooster. Mm-hmm. And she was doing something, and her elbow kind of hit that rooster, and it started wobbling. And I was like, excuse me, don't play with my mom's cock. Dude, she was like, moved her arm all quick, like, fuck.
Poor Molshka.
That's funny.
That's why we're friends.
That's it. That's it. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, my turn. If you all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Thanks for listening. Bye, y'all.
Bye, you guys. Bye.